Before we go today, I want to share with you sadness that has captivated the Interfaith Alliance National Family. This past week, the sudden death of Pam Baldwin both shocked us and saddened us. Pam has served for years as the executive director of Interfaith Alliance of Idaho. Pam was an honest, sincere, dedicated woman, both in her work and in her personal life. She could never get away from her concerns about people being treated unjustly. She wanted to see her community become much more of a holistic entity. The work of the Interfaith Alliance was the work to which she wanted to give her life, protecting people's freedom, advocating for religious freedom, and seeing to it that we live in a pluralistic society. At the heart of her work professionally was the deep personal concern she had for what's going on in our nation and in her community. So we talked a lot about justice issues. We talked about interfaith cooperation and diversity, and she was a real rabid advocate of the kind of work that Interfaith Alliance does. I guess she was best known in her community for standing by the Muslim members of her community after 9/11. She did a lot of development of workshops to combat hate crimes. She was a mentor to many of our other Interfaith Alliance leaders, and our thoughts and prayers are with Pam's husband, Bob, her children, and the rest of her family and friends. A reporter asked me this week about Pam and what some of my thoughts were regarding her work, and one of the questions was an interesting one. Who's going to take Pam's place? And I said, you know, no one's going to take her place. Someone can pick up the values that she has demonstrated so well and step in and start that work. But we are always at work trying to find new voices, new activists, not to replace anybody, but to strengthen our work. You may not have known Pam, but I guarantee you she shared values that the listeners to this radio show share. And that means that this may be an opportunity to get you inspired, to pick up your tools of labor and go to work for us on defending religious freedom and advocating justice and bringing about the affirmation of all people for religious pluralism. We'll miss Pam. We will be sad at her passing, but we also will be hopeful that there are people like who listen to this show, who may step up to the plate now and begin their work. I hope so. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. State of Belief Radio is made possible in part by the generous donations of listeners like you. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com and consider making a contribution today. We'll use it wisely, I promise you that. We'll use it to keep State of Belief on the air, to expand the reach of this program at a time when so few voices representing an inclusive, respectful approach to interreligious dialogue seem even to exist. Stateofbelief.com is also where you can find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, watch in-studio videos, read transcripts, sign up for our podcast. You'll find more information about the topics discussed on this week's show and resources to help bring State of Belief to a radio station near you. Stay in touch with us throughout the week on Facebook and Twitter. There's also contact information available at stateofbelief.com. Our listener line is 800-856-0277. We encourage you to tell others about the show and join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.